This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Daf Nun Amud Aleph in Sochem. Before we begin, Erev Pesach, from Chatzos on, they do not do any melacha anywhere, unless are certain exceptions. And the reason is because the time of Shechitas HaPesach, we call them Pesach Yishech after Chatzos. But the question is, what about the first half of the day? So that depends on the minhag ha-malacha. Some places they did, some places they did not do malacha. That's the Mishnah saying. Mokim shenagu la'asis malacha be'arei psachim. The first half of the day ad chatzos, oisim. They have a right to follow their minhag. Mokim shenagu shelo la'asis ein oisim. If you live in a place where they don't do any work at all, the whole Erev Pesach, even from the morning, you must follow that minute. If you go from a place where they do work to a place where they don't, and Erev Pesach, you're in the place where they don't, so you have to follow their custom and not do work. Suppose you go from a place where you don't do work to a place where you're permitted to do work the first half of the day. So I might think, you follow the place in which you came? No. Don't turn over. We put up on both chumas. Which place is more strict? So if you come from a place where you don't do work, Erev Pesach, to a place where you do, still you can't. Because you came from such a place where you don't do work. You came from a place where you don't do, where you do work. The place where you don't do work, where you disregard the place in which you came, and look at the place where you are. You give both chumras on him. And now he explains. V'al yishan e'odim mevnei machlekes. A man should never change because of machlekes. It means, even though he comes from a place where they do work to a place where they don't do, so he said, I'll follow my minig, but I belong to the place where they do work. He said, no. You follow the minig of the place where you are, not to make machlekes, not to be different. And the question arises, if he comes from a place where they don't do work, the place where they do work, the Mishnah says he has to be a machmir and not do work. Would that make machlekes? Everybody's working, he's not working. And he says, that's no machlekes. People think he has nothing to do. But no, say it's a machlekes. Again, if he comes from a place where they do work, where they don't do work, the place where they are working, do we say he has to follow the minhag of the place in which he came and not to do work? Will that cause machlekes? No. Because people here, although everybody's working, and see him not working, it won't make machlekes. I think he's not busy, he has nothing to do. Let's say that up here. Amud Aleph, one line in the Rashi. Shelo la'asis. Rashi, shelo la'asis. Today, why is it a meeting not to do work in some place in the first half of the day? Today, shelo yehei toru b'malachi. He shouldn't be occupied with his work. V'yishkach b'yachomets. He'll forget to destroy his chomets. V'shchitas ha-pesach. He'll forget to go to shech dekov and pesach. V'tik m'matzeh t'notzeh ha-layla. He has to prepare the matzeh. To bake the matzeh for the night. The mitzvah, the treyach mibayidit, the mitzvah to do all that you can while it's still day. Even though I'll be din, you can bake matzah Pesach night. Today, lehosev mai, in order to start the seder, as soon as possible. Ki the omar v'perek baser, is chaytim matzah, we snatch matzah Pesach night. We hurry up to the matzah Pesach night, we don't delay. Why? Bishvil tindeke shelo yishn, in order that the children shouldn't fall asleep. So that's why the baking of the matzahs should be done not Pesach night, in order to have time to start the Seder early. Say that little piece. Tesis. Mokim shenover tesis. Now our Mishnah is dealing with work the first half of the day. But the second half of the day, everywhere, they refrain from work. So Tesis explains that. In the second half of the day. Why is it different from any other yonkei? That the second half of the day everybody holds, you don't do work? The time of Shechita is called Pesach. It's from the middle day on. Even not Erev Pesach, any individual, any day in the year when he's bringing a korban, the yom may be korban also b'malach. The day that he brings a korban, he can't do any work. So since we're all bringing korban Pesach and chatzos on, it's also to work because of that. So it's because of the korban that we're bringing in chatzos that we cannot do work. So it should be also everywhere, the whole day. Kemo yochid should maybe come. Yochid bring a come. So not only also half the day, also all day long to do work. Since we're bringing a come Pesach, we should be also all day long to do work too, everywhere. On the polish hosom mishum de roi laaki mishachis. When a man brings a kol, he could bring a kol in the morning too. Doesn't have to wait till after chatzos. That's where all day long is also to do work. Avol Pesach ain't a yochel akiv elach chatzos. But kol Pesach you can't bring before the middle of the day. Kidenav kielon mebein halbayim. And therefore, since only after chatzos is the time of kol Pesach, that's why only after chatzos is also al pidin. Everywhere. See after here. Asks, in Cain, Kobn Tommy, should a whole Yisrael, the Kore, the whole Yom. Everybody has a Kobn that they offer every day. Yehei, the whole Yom, also be Melochet. So nobody should ever be able to do work. And Mashiach answers, Shani Tommy, Shah Tero, he'd see him in a Kalatel, makes an exception by that Kobn. You see what it says. You have to gather in your grain. The Torah says you have to work. The Torah says you should work. You should gather in your grain. Im kol Yisrael yeshvim u'betelim. If everybody will sit idle, me yesev lo'endok, who gather in their grain? We have to gather in their grain. So therefore we understand that the Torah says, forget about that Tobin Tomit. That doesn't stop you from working. Now Tesis adds, your mashman also, it seems that midaraisa asur, that minatera is also. That's why you need a pasuk from the Torah to say, it's mutter to work and every day, despite the Kol Tomei. The nira, the afdis man is it, that even nowadays, the leki hakovet, no korban anymore. So therefore, maybe the second half of the day should also be mutter. Means, the first half of the day depends on the minig. But even that minig is only in certain places. But suppose there's no minig, only the second half of the day. And that might not be because of the minig, because of the din. But when there's no kol, the second half of the day should be muta. So there's answers, kibin shenesa, or since it was forbidden then, also let us, also forever. Say that. Omed Bey, the top line. Omed Bey, the top line. Kayetsu, very similar to that, Hamoylech Perishvies. Person is transporting Perishvies. Mimokim Shekolu, Mokim Shalekolu. I did it like this. Perishvies is mutter to hold in your house as long as they're still available on the field for the wild animals. When it's Kolu Lechaya Minasode, when it's no longer available for wild animals on the field, then you have to get rid of the Peirah Shvi'is that you have in your house. That's called the beer. You have to get rid of it. Now suppose in different places in the Eretz Yisrael, the Peirahs stop being available at different times on the field. So suppose he's taking Peirahs to a place where they're no longer available, and that place you can't eat them anymore in the house. To a place where they are available, you can still keep them in the house. So we say he has to be machmir, despite that in the place where he came now, they're still using the Peirahs in their homes, but since he and his home can't keep it anymore, because there is kol l'chayim in asada, so he also here, he can't take it in his house and keep it. Even though he came from a place where they still keep it in their homes, but he comes to a place where it's no longer available in the field and nobody has it anymore in the house, as he gets rid of it, because he put it on him the chumras of the place from which he came and the chumras of the place to which he came. Abu Daimir say, Vihobi Lecho Afata. We say, go and you also can bring. Now what that means, we're not supposed to know now. We have to wait for the Gemara to explain. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Say that. In the Gemara. Pray the Gemara. We see in our Mishnah that the up to Chatzais depends on the minute. But from Chatzais on, it's also everywhere. Because the Erev Pesach. So take the Gemara asks, my Ilya. What forces you to say Erev Pesach? It's also everywhere from Chatzos on. Afilu Ave Shabbosis. The Ave Yom Tevim Nami. Even Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tevim. It should also be Yosef. In the afternoon, to do Malacha. The Tanya learned, Oh, you say Malacha, the Ave Shabbosis. Or Yom Tevim. Minamin Cholamayla. Namin Cholamayla means about 3 o'clock. When the day is 12 hours long. So if the Amin Chalamayel, it does any work, Ein Oroye Simen Brocha Leil. It doesn't say it's Osa, but he won't see any Simen Brocha from the work. Of course, if he has to do it, he can't help himself, a job or so on. But if he has a choice, he doesn't do anything from 3 o'clock on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. So you see, not only Erev Pesach, Erev any Yontif, and Erev Shabbos too. And so there's no cash. Oh, some day, minamin chalamayla does, only about 3 o'clock on this also. But somoch lemincha, but before that low, not also. But hochayet, but Erev Pesach is different than chatzos. But Erev Pesach is because of the korban Pesach. And the korban Pesach is offered up after chatzos. It's earlier. Inami, or it didn't. Another difference. Awesome, there, Rabbi says, Simon Brocha, who the law? There's no Simon Brocha, the law has it. He won't see a Simon Brocha from his work. But not also. If a man works even Minamin Cholomayla Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. No, it's not also. Avol Shamut Elo Meshanti, we don't put a chayim on him for working, not doing an Aveira. Hocha here, if a man works Erev Pesach after Chatzos, Shamuti Nami Mishamtina. We put a chair on him like anybody's doing an Aveira. So there was a big difference between Erev Pesach from Chatzos on and other places. Say that. Rufa, we learned this above. Oisim Melocha be'avi Shabbos. Avi Yomim Tevim, Minamin Cholamayla. He won't see a Simen Brocha. But not Osset. And also Metzoy Shabbos, or Metzoy Yontiv, Metzoy Yom HaKippurit. Also won't see Sinabon. I'll soon see what that means. Metzoy Shabbos, that he's recommended not to work. Or Bechol Mokim Sheyesh Shom Nidnu, that in any case that there's a Nidnu means even a Reach of Avera, a small possibility of Avera. Lasui Tiny Tzibet. Tanisiba means, not that we have today, in those days, when they had to fast for rain, they fasted 24 hours. And it didn't work. It was also to work. So it was also to work also at the end of the tinis, up to a certain time. We'll soon see how long. And Aleha Sima Bracha Leila. Now, look at the top tasers. The top tasers. Taser wants to explain, what does it mean, Mitzvah Shabbos is not recommended to work? In the Shalmi, it states as follows. Women have a minig. Women have a custom. Not to do work. When Shabbos goes out, it's not a minig. Which means, we disregard any such minig. Women could work Mitzvah Shabbos. But suppose the minig is they refrain from work until they finish the Seder of the Tefillah in the Beis HaKnesses, minog, that's a good minig. Perish. Ad sheyashlim haTefillah, waiting until they finish the Tefillah in the Beis HaKnesses, that's a good minig kosher. Or behor aganamo, that's what we're talking about here. So therefore, even though Shabbos is over, but because in the Beis HaKnesses they take more time before they finish, so the women, al pi din, are allowed to work. They can say amavdo ben kedush l'chayil, and they can do work. Still, it's a proper meaning not to work until the men come home and they finish the tefillah in Beis HaKnesses. That's what he means here, Mitzvah Shabbos, Mitzvah Kippur. When they finish the Seder HaTefillah. Doesn't mean all evening it's us. Say that. Anymore. Tone Rabbanon. Yeh, Zavis. There's a case of a person who's industrious. Zavis industrious. And is rewarded. Yeh, Zavis. There's a case where a person is industrious and he loses out. It means you have to know when not to be industrious. Yeh, Shofot. As a person who is low. Low means he is a lazy fellow. The Nisqa is rewarded. It's time when it pays to be lazy. But Shofel the Nisqa. Sometimes there's a lazy man that loses out. That starts explaining. Zol is the Nisqa. Who is an industrious man who is rewarded? The Ovid Kuli Shabbat. He works all week. He works a full week. But the Ovid the Mali Shabbat. It doesn't work every Shabbat. That means, in a minchah l'mayla, 3 o'clock now. So all this industrious man, but he stops work then, he gets reward for that. Sometimes a man is industrious and loses out. The Ovid Kuli Shabbat is true, he works all week. The Ovid B'mali Shabbat, he works also other Shabbos. Past Zman Minchah, means past 3 o'clock. So he is an industrious man who is too industrious. He loses out. Shofel v'nisker. As a low man, a lazy man who is rewarded for being lazy. The la'ovid kuli shabbat doesn't work all week. The la'ovid mali shabbat doesn't work every Shabbos either. So at least we're happy with him. Means from Sunday until Friday afternoon, we're not happy with him. But Friday afternoon, we look upon him with approval. He's helping out by not working. He has schach and not working. So all week he gets no reward. But Friday, from Minchah l'mayla, he gets reward for not working. That's a chiddush. But he's not actually doing it because of an ideal. He's not working, period. Still he gets reward, even though he doesn't do it l'shem shemayim. Shofel, but suppose he's a lazy man who loses out, that the Ovid Kuli Shabbat doesn't work all week, but he gets busy on Shabbos afternoon. He looks for some panosa. The Ovi, the Mali Shabbos. It works on Shabbos, but not supposed to work. So what is he telling us? On my Ovi. He's telling us this idea that even though a man is not always sincere when he's cooperating, still at the time he's cooperating, he gets reward anyhow. Let's say that little piece. These women of Mechuzah was a well-to-do town where the women were famous for not working much. The Gemara says someplace else, The ochlon doli ovden. They eat and don't work. Afal gav doli ovden avidishit. If they don't do work, they do not do work. Vemali Shabbat erev Shabbos means, of course, they cook erev Shabbos, but they don't spin and weave erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, at a principle, they don't spin and weave. They didn't spin and weave Sunday either. A month either. But erev Shabbos also, they did not spin and weave. Mishum efan kuzu. It's only because they are overfed. Overfed or spoiled. Not kuzu means spoiled. Mefan kuzu, they are spoiled. Spoiled women. They're overfed women, and they're spoiled, and they don't like to do work. The whole kol yemen nami lake up, because every day also they don't do any work. But when it comes to Erev Shabbos, Rabbi used to praise them. Ah, he said, you're wonderful people not working Erev Shabbos on your spinning wheels in order to have time to prepare for Shabbos. Afilach is still shofel. Shofel means idle. The niskar, who gets reward, an idler gets reward, Kali we call them. We call them shofel and niskar. Because the Rabbi says a man is idle, and he refrains from working Erev Shabbos, he takes off Erev Shabbos, so we praise him, because he has more time to prepare for Shabbos. Those days, nothing was ready made. Everything you had to do yourself. You had to bake everything yourself and cook everything, and even the vegetables, you had to go in your garden and pick yourself. And even the chicken, you had to chef yourself. He said, chef, do everything yourself. So therefore, Erev Shabbos, it was praiseworthy if it didn't work. So these women, they didn't spin and weave Erev Shabbos, so Rabbi used to praise them. He gave them a compliment. Although the reason was not L'shem Shamayim, but they never worked. Still, Shofal V'Nishka, we call them idlers who receive reward. Because if you're doing a good thing, if you're helping out in the general morale, then even though your intentions are just to dodge work, you get reward also. Because you're helping out. To help out the whole picture of preparing for Shabbos. Say that. Rabbi, 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 ask a kasha. See, it's written, Ki godel ad shomayim chazdecha. Your kindliness, Hashem, reaches up to the heavens. See, it's written another pasuk, Ki godel me'al shomayim chazdecha. Your kindness is above the heavens. So we see sometimes Hashem rewards with a kindness all the way up to the sky, and sometimes he rewards with a kindness even higher than the sky. Okay, so how is that? When you do a mitzvah lishmo, then the kindness of Hashem towards you is endless, even above the sky. If you do a mitzvah shelo lishmo, not with the good intentions, just because of other ulterior motives that you have, still you get a very great reward, but not an endless reward. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rab. Lo oilom yasek odom b'Torah. Man should always engage in studying Torah, or be mitzvahs, and doing mitzvahs. Afal pi shelo lishmo. Even though he's not doing it for lishmo. And he gives a good reason, shemitoh shelo lishmo, because he will continue doing it shelo lishmo, but can eventually to do it for lishma. So therefore, now we understand, if a man, let's say, puts up a good show that is a frum Jew, even though he's doing it only because he likes people to speak well of him, it's also good, even though shelo lishma. Because you keep on behaving in the right way, eventually you might do it lishma too. Say that. Always telling us that every Jew has inside of him buried good intentions. Every Jew has noble intentions. Only has to do things to bring it forth into actual practice. So therefore, if he'll do good things, even with the intention of getting honor from other people, or because he doesn't like to work Erev Shabbos, he's an idle man, but it can help bringing to the surface his hidden feelings, and it will cause him to have a certain bigger respect for the Shabbos. Also, when a man studies Torah, because he wants people to honor him, eventually you'll come to have a certain love for the Torah. You can't help it, but it's buried in every Jewish soul. When a man davens and he wants people to praise him for it, eventually it'll have some effect on him, because everybody has a certain desire to commune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a man waits, he looks forward to the earnings of his wife, Chayim, and the earnings of his meal. He'll soon explain these two things. He won't see any good luck from that money that he gets. I explain, Schar Ishta, earnings of his wife, Maskulta. Rashi says she walks in the street with scales, and anybody has to weigh things, gives her a penny for using the scales. And that's a Rashi learned. And it cheapens his wife to go out in the street among men. And Tesvis learns, Maskulta, she weighs, it means she contracts to do some spinning of wool, and she brings it, she delivers it to the house of the person who wanted it. So she has to come and deliver it to somebody's house. The idea is women should be always private. Women shouldn't mix with men. So if he looks forward to such earnings that his wife is going to get by mingling among men, he won't see any luck from that money. Rechaya, what it means, mills, a millstone. I guess if he wants to rent out his millstone for somebody to come and grind. So he looks forward to something that only an idle man would want to make money from. It's a very small amount of money. He doesn't have a real water wheel like a big mill. He has only a hand mill, two stones, you have to grind it. So he rents it out to people to come and pay him a penny to grind it. So since it's such a cheap kind of living, this man, who's a lazy fellow, waits for such earnings, he won't see any muscle ball up in that earning. But suppose his wife does things at home, and she sells it. Let's say she produces garments and she sells it. It does homework. The pasuk praises her. You see, so did also she made a sheet, batimka, and she sold it to the merchant. So we see, a woman is praised for home industry. It's only when she has to go out and mingle with people and cheapen herself, there's not a siman book. I say that. If somebody makes profit from reeds and from pitchers of clay, as dried clay, and he sees the simen bracha. My time of why? He made the northish apachzayu, because it takes up much space. I mean, it looks like a lot. The reeds are piled up. The reeds are cheap. You go down to the lake and cut reeds, and you pile it up in front of your house for sale. Looks like a lot of merchandise, although the profit is only a few pennies. So people say, look at all the merchandise this man has, and so they start counting his money. They think he's rich. And there's an ayin hara also in his house. In front of his house, they piled up a lot of dried clay pitchers. It looks like a lot. So any kind of merchandise that looks like a lot but a very small profit will make people think that he's wealthy, and therefore they'll be jealous of him. And when people are jealous of a man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in and prevents him from having luck. Because when he makes people jealous, he's hurting their feelings. Shol to bohu einen. So the eye has power over it, say that. Targeleis into merchants in side streets. In little alleys, the merchants have a right to spread out their wares on the ground. That's how they used to do it. But because everybody sees all of their merchandise, it looks big in their eyes. It looks big in the eyes of people. Omegada Bemadaka, and those who raise sheep and goats. Sheep and goats in Eretz Yisrael cause people to be angry at the owner, for the sheep and the goats always invade other people's fields and they spoil their gardens and their crops. So people are angry at sheep herders. The courage to say along this table, anybody that chops down good trees be fruit trees, and I chop down a fruit tree, so it hurts people to see a fruit tree chopped down. And those who put their eyes on the better share. Means people always insist and try to get the best part of anything, but they have to buy something or sell something. They want the best of it, and they insist on making the best for themselves. The people are never willing to yield a little bit to somebody. Always want to take advantage and get the best that they can, so they won't see any simen bracha. My time was the reason. The tohu b'ishu, because people are thinking about them. Told me they're thinking about them. Again, when a man has merchandise on the street, people buy, look at it, and think it's a lot of merchandise. When people raise behemoth daka, people are angry at them. When people are chopping down fruit trees, so people look at them with a certain distaste, because a fruit tree is a valuable thing and a beautiful thing too. And when people always insist on getting their better share in the bargain, so therefore people don't look at them with any friendship. And because of the people's attitude towards them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes them not to succeed. Say that. Rashi says, Nusnim Einayim Bechelik Yochef, to put their eyes on the better portion, Kishechelkim Imachet, when they divide with somebody else, let's say they bought a cow or an ox with somebody, to Shechel. So they always insist on the better part. Tomid Makpidim, they're always insisting, little Chelik Yochef. So since they're always insisting on that, so people look at them with unpleasant eyes. There are four kinds of money in which there's no simen bracha. Schar kesher, payment for writing mezuzahs and tefillin. No simen bracha, you can't get rich from that. Uschar meturgimonim, and the payment for being a meturgimon, that somebody stands up on Shabbos and Yontif and he announces in a loud voice the drosha that the Chacham tells him in a whisper, like a loudspeaker, man. Uschar yosemim, money of orphans, that somebody deals with that, and he does business with money of orphans, and he gives them the profits. He takes a share of the profits for his work, and he gives them the rest of the profits. Umoyes ha'boyes v'zidus, money that comes from far off countries, it means from sending ships or caravans with merchandise to far-off places. All this kind of money is no simen bracha. Now he explains why. This is right, payment for being a meturgim, a loud speaker who speaks on Shabbos and Yontif to announce what the Chacham is saying to him in the whisper. It looks like being paid for working on Shabbos, because he does it on Shabbos. It can't be helped. In the middle of the week, people don't have time to come and hear the drasha. So on Shabbos, you need a man like that with a big voice, and therefore, it's mutter him to take the money. But people say, look, this man is earning money on Shabbos. And that's why there's no simen bracha in that money. Well, more is yosemim, not money for yosemim. If somebody is holding money for yosemim, and he's earning some money for them, he takes a share. Love the name of Chilin, because Yosemin can't be Mechel. Children are not able to be Mechel. And sometimes he might make a mistake and take a penny too much for his share of his earnings. And therefore, children can't be Mechel. So he's robbing them of money. But there's no Mechel. If you're working for an adult, he understands you can't be so exact in dividing the money. Sometimes one penny is an error. So people are mechel to each other. But children don't have the ability to be meichel. And therefore, it's like robbing a yosem. Robbing a yosem is a sin. And moish, our boys, when they say your money that comes from overseas, let's say from caravans that travel far away with dangerous deserts, or boats that go over the seas, mishum delav, kol yemim mizrachanish, not always do miracles take place. And many times indeed miracles, there's sandstorms, and many times caravans get lost in the desert, many times ships go down the sea. So that kind of money is risky money. Elos kar kesher, my time, but the money for writing sforim, mezuzahs and tefillin, what's wrong with that? Why shouldn't they make a good living? Not like today, when you don't have enough customers. In those days, everybody wore tefillin. Everybody had mezuzahs. So there should be a lot of customers. So why can't you get rich from that? Omar Rishur ben Levi, the Chachamim made a special tefillah that he should not get rich. Chavadaleh Ta'ani is 24 fast days. Yoshu Anshiknesses Agdela, the Anshiknesses Agdela sat, observed 24 fast days and prayed that he shouldn't get rich. Al Kesvei Sfarim, Tefillah Mezuzah Shelo Yisach, they shouldn't get rich. Shel Moli Besach, if they would get rich, they would retire, and he wouldn't write. Not easy to find somebody who's capable of writing. So let's say a man who can write well, and he is flooded with business, so let's say when he is 40, he decides he's enough, he wants to sit and learn. He made his money already. And so we lose a good sefer, and we need good sefer. And therefore, so they prayed 24 taniyas that the sefer should never get rich, and they should always be in business all their lives. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.